Okay, Rabbosai, new Gemara, Itmar. Bavel, Rav Amar, Ke'eret Yisrael Gitin, Ushmo Amar, Ke'chutz La'aretz. What is the status of Bavel regarding the din of our Mishnah of the Shliach Halacha saying Bifanai? Rav says that it has a din of Ke'eret Yisrael, and there's no need to say Bifanai. Shmo says Ke'chutz La'aretz, and there's a Takanas Bifanai. We're now about to analyze what is this machokis based on. What exactly is the case? So Tosus immediately points out, and we'll be medayed this from Rashi as well, that what the Gemara is discussing is Nimedina Limedina Bibavel. This machokis is the case of going from one Medina to another in Bavel. Now we know in Eretz Yisrael, Medina Limedina ain't Sarach Loma Bifanai. And the Medina Sayam, Medina Medina, you have to say Bifanai. And the question is, what about Bavel, Medina le Medina? Why do we know? How does Tosus know this? Rishonim Amayrach a little bit to explain how we know this. But Tosus points out already, without going too much through the proofs, that we're going to see in Amid Beis is another sugya. And that's the discussion of coming mi Bavel le Eretz Yisrael. So Amid Aleph is Bavel itself, Medina le Medina, and Amid Beis is mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael, and apparently they're not, the conclusion by one doesn't automatically follow for the other. In other words, we're going to see here Shitas Rav, that as we see Rav says, Ke'eret Yisrael Gitin. And we're going to see in Amid Beis that Rav Yasser said the same thing, mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael. One of the rayas that Rishonim have, and we'll see as we read on in the Gemara, Rav Yosef, here on Amid Aleph, is going to be koveya exactly the boundaries of Bavel for what we have over here with Shitas Rav. That means Rav Yosef agrees with Rav that Bavel carried Yisrael Gitin. However, on Amid Beis, Rav Yosef himself is questioning Shitas Rav Yasser and his credibility. When Rav Yasser holds that the Bavel Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say Bifanai, so Rav Yosef wasn't so sure that that should be relied on. But if Rav said the same thing, you have Rav to rely on, and obviously you see the two issues are not necessarily linked. One could have said, and I have to know what the difference would be. It could be that we can hold like Rav in our case, with regard to Bavel itself, Medina le Medina, as Rav is going to explain, the Gemara is going to want to learn up the Peshad and the Machokes, the Gemara is going to say that there is Mishkach Shchichi, that there is traffic, but that doesn't follow necessarily from that that the traffic would even meet to such an extent from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. That's the sugya on the base. So this is what we have to simply frame the situation here. What are we discussing? So Tosus immediately tells us what the case is, and we'll midike this in Rashi as well. So Rav holds it's Eretz Yisrael legitin. Shmuel says kechutzgar. So what's this machokis based on? Lema. But how come if again? Let's suggest the machokes Mar does this often. Let's try to plug in here, Rav and Rava. The Mar Sava Ufishim Bekim Lishma VaHanigmiri. In other words, Rav is going Aliba de Rava. Rav is consistent with Rav's Shita that the Takana is based on knowledge, and that which the not Bekim Lishma BeMedina Sayam, and that Svara doesn't apply in Bavel because they're Gmiri. Umasavah that Shmuel Shita that you have to say Bifanai if we shein edem tzung kaimo, and as far as that is concerned, haninami lo shchichi. So again, we see that as we saw already earlier. In other words, the standard to accomplish gemiri is a lower standard than to accomplish shchichi. Right, gemiri can happen more readily. Right, Torah spreads quicker, knowledge spreads quicker, but traffic in terms of actual people traveling, that not necessarily do you have that threshold. So if we assume, therefore, that Rav is going with the reason of Lishma, so the point is that in Bavel, they all know Lishma, so that's why you don't need to say Bifanai. But as far as Rav's reason is concerned, you have to say Bifanai. Now, Lemaisa, we saw already a few times that even if you go with the reason of Lishma and you have a situation of Lamdu, Lacha Shalamdu, but still the Takana is still in existence because of what consideration? Shemiyavta Bekil Kulam. So how does this help for Rav to say that it's Gemiri? If Gemiri is no better than Lacha Shalamdu is seemingly, right? And therefore there should be a Chashash of Yavta Bekil Kulam. So what does Gemara mean here? that therefore you don't have to say b'fanei. What happened to the gzera? All right. It was never. What do you mean it was never included? I mean, l'maisa, if it came lamdu, so l'maisa, but there was a previous time that was not knowledgeable. Say better. Was the gzera shemayachzor hadavol kilkula means that there was a previous state where people were ignorant, and even though now they learned, but it could revert back. That's when the gzera makes sense. Was gmar must mean what? By Bavel, it always was gemiri, right? So if there was never a state of ignorance beforehand, so then there's no reason to have a gzera. Gzera is only because there was once a previous state of ignorance. So the Gemara is suggesting that Rav Shita is within the takana being based on Lishma, and gzera you don't have shaza kukula because there were always gemiri. However, shchichi is a different standard, and therefore the reason for Shmuel for saying b'fanai because of the reason of Kiyum. This is what the Gemara says as a preliminary havamina. Gemara knocks it down. Says the Gemara, no. The Tisbara, number one, or this is the Kasha, HaRab is the Rabba. So what have you gained? Rabba comes around to Rabba's reason. So even if Rabba's reason doesn't apply because there's always been Gemiri, but there's Shechichi issue, so the Rabba should also require the Fana. So therefore that cannot be the Machokas. Says the Gemara, Ella, the Kuli Alma, the Inan Lekaima. All opinions are that that you need to be mekayim. Interesting, Lashna Gemara, we'll see it again later down the Amud. In other words, all agree that the reason for the takana is that ein edim mitzvah kaimo, and therefore you want to be able to preempt that you're about. That's the takana of the fun. But the Lashna Gemara is striking. Be inan lekaimo, right? What does it sound like? That the funai is defined, if you will, as a kiyum. Right? We had this type of discussion earlier. What exactly is the fana? Is it kiyum mamish? Is it quasi kiyum? Is it just a way that the ba won't be neman later on, but maybe the kiyum won't really come till later? If that was the question of what the need for shlosha was about, defined in terms of kabbalas edus or kiyum shtaris. The lashna gemara, the inan lekaimo. Right, we saw a few rashis like this, but this is a lashna gemara. The inan lekaimo, that the b'fanai is yatim lekaim. Again, it doesn't have to be literal. You can still say for the Ritva that it's quasi kiyum, but the inan lekaimo is a short way of saying that you're doing what kiyum does. But the lashna gemara is certainly an indication that it's like a kiyum, and therefore that's for sure everyone is agreeing. So what's the machlokes? Rav Savar keva deika misifta mishkach shchichi. Since you have yeshivos, so therefore there is no concern to make the shliach say b'fanai because there's a lot of traffic. People are traveling to the yeshivas. That was always the case of Golem Kom Torah, right? People would go to travel to the centers of Torah. And therefore, there's no concern that the Baal will be Mahar and you won't be able to Mekayim the get at that time because any of them there are either Mitzvim. People know Chasimos. And there's people who go from one place to the other. So you'll find the evidence. You'll find the Eidim Mekayimit. And what does Shmuel respond? Shmuel Sava Misifta Bekesayu Tridi. That's not going to help you because those who are going to the yeshivas are very engrossed in their learning, and therefore they don't necessarily recognize the Chasimos because their mind is on the Torah. Because Sayu Tridi. Rashi says, see Rashi. Nesifta, before. Yeah, where are we? Which Rashi? Harab is Lidarava? Yeah. Harab is Lidarava. Unihi nami de Gmiri, so granted that Gmiri, ha kevin de Medina le Medina, who be in le Kaimo. Rashi echoes Lashna Gemara. But Rashi, meanwhile, you see in Lashon Rashi that what's our discussion? Medina le Medina, like Tosis points out. Medina le Medina, be in le Kaimo. Mesifta yeshivos kibuos. Which yeshivas are we referring to? Achas besura, the achas benardah. So there are two main yeshivas in the time of Rabbi Shmuel. Later in Rabbi Yosef's time, there was another school. What was it? Who knows what that was called? What was Rabbi Yosef? Anyone know? Pumpadisa, right. But it started out with Sura and Hadah. Hadah was destroyed at some point, but the Pumpadisa rose in its stature. But initially, Tzura was Rav. Rav established the yeshiva in Tzura. And Shmuel was the Rosh Yeshiva in Nardah. V'hochen Talmid de Mizulazu. Umishara Yoris, Lehen. Lomotar, people go from one city to the other, and from all other cities in Babel, they would travel to wherever city they lived, from wherever city they lived, to one or the other of the main centers of Torah, Sura and Arda. So therefore, there's going to be Eidim Tzunga Kaimu. That's going to be Shitas Rav. And what does Shmuel respond? Because Sayu Tridan, so Rashi explains, Ve'ena Makirin HaChasimus. Because their mind is on the Torah, they're not going to recognize Chasimus. They don't necessarily pay attention to such things. Their mind is on Torah. No, there's a Ha'ara that I found in my Ramas, the Ritva also borrowed the question, because we found earlier in the Gemara, with regard to Eretz Yisrael, that even Bisman Hazeh, right, we have, because there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Ali L'Regel, but there is what? Ika Bateidinin Dikvi Mishkach Shechiti Gemar Daud HaMabes. That because we have Bateidinim that are established, the people are traveling to different Bateidinim, so it's Mishkach Shechiti. But here Shmuel says that we don't say Ika Mesivta Mishkach Shechiti, as Rav says, we say Bekesar Tridi. So is it a stira or not? So what would be possible distinctions to say, to make here? One distinction could be what? Bateidinim versus Mesivta. So says the Maharam. In other words, it's the Bnei Yeshiva, they're the ones that are engrossed in Torah, and they don't pay attention to Imaki Chasimos. Before we're talking about the Edina, but the Edina is for people, not necessarily the Bnei Yeshiva, Baal Bat, people have Sechsuchim, people going to Dine Torah. So that they do know Chasimos. That's what Maram says. The Ritva says a little different. V'had ha'amah shmur b'n sifta b'gesar tridi b'l'il amrinan kim dike bati dinim d'kfi mishkach chichi hainu taima mishum de b'bati dinim d'eret Yisrael shayaros mitzvios tamid. There's constant traffic. Mashekin b'n sifta d'bavel afapi shahayu sham bati dinim gamken. Seems to be saying that the bati dinim in Babel were not as much shayaros mitzvios. He's probably concerned with the fact that if you have mesiftas mitzvah, you have bati dinim in Babel as well. So that's part of probably the angle that he's coming from. Stama, he also agrees to some extent that there's a difference between Bateidinim and Mesiftas, like the Maram says. But he's adding a point that there's Shayos Mitzuyas Tamid. By the Bateidinim Beret Yisrael, there's so much constant movement and traveling, so therefore there's going to be people in Ochasimos. Here, you just have the yeshivas, but the Bateidinim don't have as much Shayos Mitzuyas. And the yeshivas, so for that, you have the fact that the Kesai Trida. And Rav didn't accept that svar, upset that l'maisa, they would know the chasimus. So that would be, therefore, the proper way to understand the machokas. Yeah, Ben.
What's the machokas, Paul?
Yeah? Hard to imagine that there's a machokas quite in the seas. Like, you know, do they know, how gross are they in their learning, right? So what, you know, do they battle too much? I don't think that's the issue, right? Probably the Shaila is more that it is what it is, and Shaila statistically, does that pass the threshold of Mitzuyin or not Mitzuyin? That's probably more likely to be the Machokas. Different ways to assess that Mitzuyas. The Gemara says, Itmar Nami, we also learned the following, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Asinu Atzmenu Bebavel Ke'eret Yisrael Legitin, Michi Asa Rav Lebavel. We have made ourselves in Babel, like Eretz Yisrael, getting that we will now have the halacha that no need to say b'fanai, from the time that Rav came to Babel. So what does this mean? What is this Itmar Nami coming to show? Is it simply the halacha itself, that Rav's shita is a shita that we accept? Is that what it is? Or is it more specific to what we just said? What did we just say? That the reason for Rav is not what we thought in the Shalina Havamina. It's not the reason because of Lishma, because they all know Lishma, they always knew Lishma, but because of the traffic. So then what would be the reading of the Gemara? That Itmar Nami, that Mechiasa Rav Lubavel, Rav was the one who made the difference in putting facts on the ground, establishing Surah, and creating a Makom Torah in Bavel. And that's what allowed for the traffic to increase, and that's why Rav says that there's no need for b'fana. This is what is seen from Rashi, at least, how to learn the Itmar Nami. Let's look at Rashi. This is how Rashi learns. Itmar Nami, Zak Rashi, the time of Mishum Deshchich and Mesifta. Rashi learns Pshat. Itmar Nami is going on what we just said. Let me also support the Pshat in the Machokes and the reason for Rav, as I just told you, not what we thought originally because of Gemiri. but it's because of Shechichi. And where do you see that? That because what is the statement of Rav Huna? What did he say? That we made ourselves like Eretz Yisrael. And Babel, Michi Asrabu Babel, Zakt Rashi, the Kava Yeshiva Besura. And Rav established the yeshiva in Sura, that was the new yeshiva, with the Shmuel Havoi ben Arda, that was already there before Rav came down. Avo mei kara lo. Right? But initially, it wasn't that way. Now, here Rashi gives a little more background. In other words, vis-a-vis Gemiri, it was not that Rav completely made a revolution to whatever extent. L'chor Rashi seems to be saying that always was there. The Afa gav de Gemiri, the Mishagala Yechanya lebavel. So Yechanya, as you know, was one of the last kings in the Malchus, Beis David, in Beis Rishon, right? We know that the last one, Bishas HaChurban, was who? Who was the last Melech? Zidkiyahu, right? We know Yoshiyahu had a few children, and you had brothers. So he had brothers, and he had a son. Yehoyachin was one of the last kings from that Zera of David. And he was exiled by Nebuchadnezzar. He spent his last years in Mitzrayim. And then, of course, whoever else took after Yehoyachaz, and then Yitzidkiyahu. So the Psukim tell us that at the time of Golas Yechanya, this is Megillas Esther, right? Not too far away from now, 5 weeks, right? So you have Ashahagam Yerushalayim, right? Im. No? Ashahim, ha? Golas Hagasa, Im. Yechani Melch Yehuda. Yechanya Melch Yehuda, so you don't know Melachim, you know Megillas Esther. Right? Yechanya went into exile, and what it says in the Psukim in Melachim is, as Rashi quotes, Acharis v'Amazgir. These are literally means artisans, special craftsmen. But the way Chazal interpret Acharis v'Amazgir, these are the aristocrats. But in what sense were the aristocrats? They were not just aristocrats in a physical sense, but they were the Torah scholars. They were Tamid Chachamim. That's when Mordechai was one of those who accompanied Yechanya to Bavel, and they established already from that time, a Golas Yechanya established Bavel as a Makom Torah. So Rashi's pointing out that the Gemiri, this is why we said before in the beginning of the Sugya, that it's not Shaseh Shazer Kukula by Bavel, because they always had the standard of learning. So, Afagav the Gemiri, in Shigol Yechanya, Lubavel, Vachorj, Vahamazger, Imo, there's the Chorj, Vahamazger, the Timil Chachamim, Lopasta Torah Mehem. So Torah continued. So therefore, Rashi is explaining that Michi Asa Rav Lubavel is through the establishment of yeshiva and surah, through that establishment of that yeshiva, you had now more traffic, because now you have another location to go to, not just the one yeshiva and hadah, you had surah, and people would go from one to the other, or from other places to one or the other, and that create a whole new level of shchichi. And according to Rashi, that is what the Gemara means, Michi Asa Rav Lubavel. And what's the Itbar Nami there for? Itbar Nami, that the reason is not because of simply the fact that Gemiri, but the fact that it was Shechichi. And that came about through Rav. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara, Masu Rav Yimiya. In fact, Rav Yimiya Kasha from our Mishnah, Dav Beis. Rav Yehuda Omer, Merekem Lemizrach, Merekem Kemizrach. Me'ashkon Ledarom, Ve'ashkon Kedarom. Me'akul Ketzafon, Ve'akul Ketzafon. So the Rav Yehuda delineates the borders on three sides. As Rashi tells us in the Mishnah, what about the other side, the west?
Yeah.
That's the Yamagada. So he tells you what is the point, furthermore's point, that is, you know, beyond that and beyond is considered Chutz Laaretz, Medina Sayam. So the east is Rekem, and the south is Ashkelon, and the north is Akkab. In fact, Rav Yirmiyah, Vahababel, Litzvona de Eretz Yisrael Kaima. Babel is to the north of Eretz Yisrael. The truth is, it's not really due north, it's more of northeast, right? We know the Gemara always refers to Babel with what name, and Eretz Yisrael with what name? In Marava, they said, the Marava Amri. It's because Babel references Eretz Yisrael as being the Marav, meaning Babel is the Mizrach. But Mistama means Mizrach and Safa, northeast. So at least in terms of the Lashon of the Psukim, you see the focus seems to be Babel being at Safon. The Babel with Sfon there to Sel Kaima, the Chsiv, it says in Yirmiyahu, it says, Yomer Elai, Hashem Elai, beginning of Yirmiyahu, Mitzafon Tipasachara, Al Kol Yoshvi Aretz. In other words, there's going to be the empire of Babel is going to start out, and they're going to bring havoc, wreak havoc on Eretz Yisrael, and referring to Babel as Tzafon. So the Pesukim tell us Babel is Tzafon, so the way that you have to sort of label it is Tzafon. Utnan, Rav Meir Omer, Akko ke Eretz Yisrael Ligitin. And Rav Meir says that Akko is still considered Eretz Yisrael, but that's Rav Meir, and even Rav Meir, but through Rav Meir lo kama ela ba'Akko de Mikruva. Akko is still closer than Babel is. Aval Babel de Merach kolo. Babel, which is further away, is beyond Akko, so there it would certainly have a din of what? A Medina Sayyam. So this is a kasha on what? On assuming that Babel is a din like Eretz Yisrael. Now, this Mishnah is discussing the din of Hamedi Get in Medina Sayyam, Tzarech Sheyom. So what does that do with our issue? Tosis establishes, and Rashi says, also in Medayk and Rashi, that what's our case? Hamedi Get Medina Babel. So what's the Gemara asking? This is a deal that Babel, for all we know, Babel to Eretz Yisrael would be, have to say, Befana. Right? That's the Shalom of the base. You want to ask on Rav Yasser, ask on Rav Yasser from the Mishnah. But Rav Yirmiyah's kasha is on Rav. On what we, Rav Yirmiyah's kasha is here on Rav. And our Gemara is Medina le Medina. So the Tosa Rush says simply that what exactly is Rabbi Yehuda going on? You see, the Mishnah starts with Hamevi Get Medina Sayyam, but then it says further in the Mishnah, Bahamevi Medina Le Medina Medina Sayyam Sarach Sheyomer. So Medina Sayyam has to have Dinah Befanai both in terms of going from there to Eretz Yisrael, and the Mishnah also states that Medina Sayyam has to be Befanai within Medina Sayyam, Medina Le Medina. Comes of Yehuda in the latter part of the Mishnah and delineates borders. So Mishtam of Yehuda is not going simply on the first line of the Mishnah, right? He's going on what was just said before. Medina Sayyam appears in the Mishnah in two contexts. First, from Medina to Eretz Yisrael, Tzarech Sheyomer, and further along, if anything, Rabbi Yehuda certainly would be going on what's just mentioned right before. Imagine he's going also on the beginning of the Mishnah, all right? You have a right to assume that. But certainly, for our purposes, the kasha would be valid because in the stomach he's going on Medina le Medina, the Medina's Hayam, and he defines Medina's Hayam with the borders that he does. So Babel would be different, would have a din of not Medina Sayyam, it would have a din of Medina Sayyam based on Rabbi Yehuda for what halacha? For the halacha of Medina le Medina. That's the kasha of Rabbi Yemir. That's what the Tosfos HaRash wants to say. When he comments, what Tosa says, "Lav mi Babel Eretz Yisrael Ayri," it's Medina le Medina. So he asks, "V'had ka'amel kaman afu Rav Meir lo kama ela akad demikra v'babel merachka lo hachi perusha." Avu Babel demerachka yeshu din chutz laretz, v'amei piget Medina le Medina tzarach lomar. In other words, by saying it's the chutz laretz, it's gabim Medina le Medina. Awesome. So what does Rav Yirmiyah answer? What does the Gemara answer? Levar mi Bavel. Bavel is considered its own entity. That's not included. Bavel, it's Mimela, that's its own halacha. So therefore, don't ask from Bavel. Bavel is like excluded. You know what that means exactly? That's what he answers. Levar mi Bavel. Let's see, Rashi. We reckon when Mizrach Shel Olam b'Sofo have Medina Sayyam b'Zach Sheret Yisrael. We reckon Matzma k'Mizrach k'Mizrach Olam to whom Medina Sayyam. Akko Tzafon with Sfona Shel Olam and further north Ubabel Hasam Kaima bein Akko with Tzafon. So it's further north than Akko. Rami Babel the Ika Taima Latera. Because there's a special reason. What's the reason? The Mesifta Arab. The Mesifta that puts it in its own category. Now we'll see soon there's another kasha understanding of the Gemara. If the Gemara meant that it was Rav who made that difference, who made it shchichi, so Rav is after the Mishnah, right? Mishnah, Rav is the bridge between Tanoim and Amoraim. So Mechiyasa Rav Babel became Mishkan Shchichi, but before Rav, in far as Shchichi is concerned, it wasn't. So what's the kasha b'chaf in the Mishnah? The way Rashi went to Gemara, Michias Rav of Bavel, Rav was the one who made that difference, who brought the level up. So then the b'chaf, what's Pshat? Then Tosfos is going to ask this kasha and Rashi. You have to know what to do for Rashi. Good? Tosfos, Bavel, Rabba Makaret Yisrael, Mimedina Lemedina Bibavel Pligi. The Machokes, Rabban Shmuel, here is Mimedina Lemedina. And what are the alternatives? So we have Ba'osa Medina and we have Mibavel Eret Yisrael. So Tosfos says, this is the Machokes, specifically Medina Lemedina. The Ba'osa Medina, Mode Shmuel de Ein Sarach. Ba'osa Medina, even Shmuel, who says that they don't know Chasimos, the Torah Begirsa, would still agree that you don't have to say B'fanai. The Afa Gav the Oma Begesayot Tridi, Hainu Loma D'lo Chashivi Yosem Eshar Chutz Loretz. In other words, it's not going to be any better. The traffic is not going to change the equation to make it better than Chutz Loretz, because since the treatise, so now it sort of gets, it's no different. Leave it as if it were not. You know, the shchichi doesn't really add in terms of what you need to accomplish here to have people know chasimus. But it's not going to be low, more than, you know, that may be worse than if it would be Ba'osa Medina. Maisa people know anyway, so that's not going to make it worse. That's what Tosfos says. I mean, could have said maybe because other people know chasimus. But Tosfos says because even they themselves, their involvement does not make it worse than, you know, what would normally be Ba'osa Medina. There's going to always be people know chasimus. Maybe they would also know that much they would know. Within their own neighbors. We'll see later in the Amud that there is a possibility, even Ba'osa Shchuna, that might be based on other cheshbonos, based on Naidi and things like that. We'll see in the bottom of the Amud that there's reason to think even Babel itself within Ba'osa Medina, but that's later in the Amud. For now, Ba'osa Medina, we assume, what? Ein Sarach, right? As far as Ba'osa Medina. What about the other way? Mi Babel Eret Yisrael, Nami Lo Airi, the Hainu Pukta the Rav Yosef of Yosef is Samach. That's the Machokas later on Amid Beis. Rav Yosef says Ain Sarach, Rav Yosef says Sarach. Tosfos doesn't explain what much, but others show to point out. And Rav Yosef here is further down the Amid, he's going to bring borders like to define Babel. So obviously he's in Rav's camp in terms of making Babel different. So how could Rav Yosef argue with Rav Yosef and Amid Beis? The answer is Amid Beis is Babel Teret Yisrael. Amid Beis is Babel Teret Yisrael, and there you can suggest that maybe you do have to say B'fanai. Maybe you don't say this Mishkan Shchichi from Babel Teret Yisrael. Where would you maybe agree with Rav? The Mishkan Shchichi makes a difference within Babel. The traffic within Babel is very great to go to the yeshivas, but the people to go to Makom Torah, I guess you could say from Babel Teret Yisrael, maybe that's not necessarily going to be as strong. That's how many Rishonim point out the difference in Svara. You could hold like Rav over here and not hold that Rav Yosef and Amid Beis. The Rashba says something along those lines that it's not the same level of Shchichi when you're talking about Mibabel Teret Yisrael. And then they prove this point, Minei Uveil. The Rashba says, EF Shalafarish to the maybe Mibaber so Kama. The Hamashmo Kaman to the Samach Rav Yosef Kirav Spirule. Because he said, Aichan Hubavel. The Eel Mibaber to Israel, Misafkule. He wasn't sure about that. Rav Yosef wasn't sure whether we should accept Rav Yosef's Psak on Amid Beis. And then he says, far as Ba'osa Medina, it's for sure Mitzun Lekaimo. Unless he holds like this far, that's 90, so that's a different far. That's the name of Chuzza. Then he says, so that's the case of Rav Yosef, holds like Rav, so why is he not so sure about Gabel Teret Yisrael? Why not say the same part? So he says, the Rashba, the Rav Yosef ha-mesafkei dima adkan will come a Rav Babel Teret Yisrael, gid na'o be-babel, da'aydei mesifta sfirei da'havel u'mitzun l'kaimo de'tu v'salki v'nachsi. There's a lot of people going both ways. V'lo arminan v'rigisayu tridi. Babel Teret Yisrael yechidim hayu ha'olim misham Teret Yisrael. There were individuals. V'osam ha'olim taka tridi v'gir sasam. V'lo yimisimim rei v'hakir chasimos. maybe the bigger masmidim would be the ones to be most nefesh to Eretz Yisrael. So those who went up there to Israel were b'gesar tzvi. The Rav would agree. That's what it sounds a little bit from the Rashba. Like the yechidim, even though that could also create a critical mass, but the yechidim, but those yechidim that went were not misim lev hakechasimus. And the people who went locally, they didn't travel as much. Maybe they were for Rav. They knew more about the chasimos than those who went to Eretz. That's what's mashmed a little bit in the Rashba. So therefore, it could be that in Eretz Yisrael, we really wouldn't be sure that the din would be that you wouldn't say b'fana. You would have to say b'fana. But our sugya is specifically limited to Bavel itself, Medina le Medina. It's interesting. And then again, then how do you read the Gemara's kasha from the Mishnah? Because the borders of Rav Yehuda are relating not just to the first clause of the Mishnah, Tosef Rashi explains, but to the middle clause as well, that was mentioned right before. If you look in the first Rashi, in the Masechta, what do you see? Rashi is quoting two words from our Gemara, selected from our Gemara, right? What's Rashi say? I may be getting Dinas Hayyam. This is the first clause of the Mishnah. Did anyone notice this? Good. Kol chutz la'aretz. Now you see, after you learn that vav, you go back to that verse. That's how learning should be. Kol chutz la'aretz. Korele medinas hayam. Bar mi bavel. Kedamin le'kamon. Now, the parentheses are not Rashi, correct? Because parentheses are just the tzuras hadat that didn't exist b'sman rishonim. That's in Vilna Shas, right? So we're not meshuvah to the parentheses. So if you were to make a parentheses here, what would you write in the parentheses? Okay, Rashi says, "Kol chutz la'aretz kam din hayam bar mi bavel kedamin le'kamon." Now, what does Rashi have in mind? Rashi is trying to tell us here that maybe getting din hayam tzarich sheyomer, as opposed to, presumably, Rashi is referring to the case at hand of the Dibar Maska. No, so Rashi is saying that maybe getting mi bavel eretz Yisrael is what the din is what ainot tzarich. So bavel is exception. Kedamin l'kamon. Where's l'kamon? Bava med aleph? But what do we see in Tosis and Rashi's mashmal also that way? Agamas and Dinam Dina. Where would we find Bava l'Eretz Yisrael? Bava med beis. So then the parenthesis is incorrect.
I mentioned at the beginning of the year.
Okay, but there's something wrong. It's a little bit of a dochik. I'm not a dochik that I have to change the parenthesis. That doesn't bother me. I'll tell you what bothers me. The Lashon Rashi. Rashi says, Bar mi bavel. Rashi is borrowing Lashon HaGemara. That Gemara's Lashon is where? Is mentioned where? In Amud Aleph. So the context of that Rashi's quotation, of Rashi's words, are taken out. Could be Rashi just borrowing the Lashon, but applying it to Amud Beis, to the case of Bavel or Tisrael, and then parentheses should read Bavel Amud Beis. But still, Rashi says, Bar mi bavel, that's the Gemara here. So it's a way to sort of finesse it, that Lamaisa, we could still separate Bavam Adaf and Bavam Beis, like Tosa says and like Rashi's Mashma, and still justify the words of Rashi and justify the parentheses, I guess, for whatever it's worth. That's what I want to know. Because Lamaisa, Lavami Bavel, does have a sound, sounds to my ears like Rashi is, in fact, highlighting the Lavami Bavel of Agamar. But then again, Agamar is Medina le Medina. So, like, what's the board? What's the and yet, Amud Beis is not its own sugya. Yeah? You hear us bothering me. In other words, the parentheses is okay. You could add another dot in parentheses. It's not Rashi's lush. But the Maisa, Rashi is quoting Agama. So could, yeah, what do you think?
I was going to say definitionally that Rashi's pulling out, definitionally speaking, that we see here in Bengala.
Oh, very good, very good. Okay. So I think you're very much on the right track. I think the word is like this. In Achinami, Vava Mebeis is an own case. If you hold like Rav and Amir Aleph, like Rav Yosef does, you don't have to automatically assume Rav Yosef Shita and Amir Beis, that Bavel Teretis. But it doesn't mean that the Pshat is that Bavel is not called Medina Sayyam. The Vard of Amir Aleph remains valid in terms of definition. What Rashi is trying to say here in the first Rashi is that when the Mishnah says Medina Sayyam, Medina Sayyam, by definition, does not encompass Bavel, even though it's geographically situated in Medina Sayyam, but Bar Mi Bavel. What do I mean? So what's the word of Amud Beis? The word is as follows. Here we're talking about maybe Medina in this entity of Eretz Yisrael that we call Bavel. This Babel is not Medina Saya. But, and that we say, let's say like Rav, that ain't a tzarech. On the base comes another issue. You maybe get me Babel, which again is an entity that we would call Eretz Israel, but it's not the same as maybe in Eretz Israel. It's maybe get from one Eretz Israel, known as Babel. It's not Medina Sam. It's a shtick Eretz Israel, you could say, to another Eretz Israel. Okay, what's the halach? Maybe Tzarech Shiyoma. That's not in the Mishnah. Mishnah says Medina la Medina the Eretz Israel in itself. The word of Barmi Babel is valid. Rashi wants you to understand in terms of definition that Medina Sayam does not mean Babel. Levarmi Babel. That's the Gemara Namit Aleph that Rashi's quoting. The Gemara Namit Aleph is discussing the case of maybe get Medina la Medina the Babel. And according to Rav, Dino Ke'eretz Yisrael, in terms of that, the Medina, the Medina, the Medina, the Medina, ain't a tzarech. But Lemaisa, as far as Nibavel Eretz Yisrael, it's sort of, so to speak, like you'd be bringing from one Eretz Yisrael, if you could call it that. Right, one Eretz Yisrael, Babel, which is not Medina Sayyam, it's to Eretz Yisrael. That's a separate question. Maybe there you have to say. So if that's true, then maybe we could have another answer to Tosafos and Rashi's kasha. What was bothering us and Tosafos and Rashi on the Gemara? What are we asking here from the Mishnah? The Mishnah is discussing how maybe get Medina Sayyam. And Rav Yehuda gives his borders. And our sugya is discussing maybe get the Bavel itself. But the answer is, but the Gemara is saying that, no, but if Bavel is going to fit within Rav Yehuda's borders of Medina Sayyam, then you can't call Bavel Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it'll come out and maybe get the Medina the Bavel, right? You should have to say Befana. Because the only reason you tell me you don't have this is because it's considered a character swell. So it's the definition issue that the Gemara is asking. It says, well, Vami Bavel. Bavel is its own entity. So what do we gain with that? We gain that Rashi can actually be quoting the Lashon of our Gemara even as Rashi is relating to the first clause of the Mishnah. And then you can also have the fringe benefit that the parentheses is not incorrect. Okay? Good. Okay. Sure, that's just an interesting possibility. Okay. Now, Tosis continues. The next Tosis. V'chi'asa Rabu Bavel. So, this is the statement of Itmar Nami. Rav Abba Amar Rav Huna, that we in Bavel have made ourselves like Eretz Yisrael Gittin. M'chi'asa Rabu Bavel. So, Hadarashi Lamshah, Pirish HaKuntris, V'hir B'yeshivas. The Rav increased yeshivas, he built surah. Because Tos has a simple kasha pshat in Gemara, according to Rashi, is difficult. Dim kain, my parch mi masnise. Dim yakul tzafon, shen nishneis kodim shabarav l'bavel. The Gemara's kasha is, you see in the Mishnah, that Bavel should not be considered Eretz Yisrael. It should be like Minasem because it's further north than Akko. Yeah, but the Mishnah time, the time of the Mishnah, it didn't have the Maila that Rav contributed when Rav came to Bava. So what's the Kasha? It's, you know, Kasha. Rav is talking after his time. Rav created the Metzias of Shechichi. Mamash Abam Kasha on Rashi from the Gemara. How do you understand the Gemara? Right. So because of this, Tosis has a new way to understand the Gemara. That when the statement of Rav Huna, Asinu Atzmenu Bevavu Keresel Gittin Michias Rabav, does not mean that Rav created facts on the ground and that's what changed the reality to make a shchichi. Rather, Zaktosus Pshat, Mefarsho Benotam Michias Rabav Bevavu Vahora Lanu Shemimos Yechanya Shegalu Ima Lebavu Chorsh Vamazger Din Aliyos Keresel Gittin. In other words, what all Rav did was he enlightened us. And he taught us that this had always been the Metzius here. You know, we didn't quite chap what was Bavel's status all the way back. And Rav is the one who enlightened us that from the time of Yechaniah, that what Rashi quotes Gavi Gemiri, this is already Rav in every respect, that Metzius was always here. And Rav is the one who gave us that insight that the halacha should always been, had always been, was and will be, that it will be carried so deep in Bechem first, Bereish Bechom Arvin. So Tos quotes in Arvin, such an, the Gemara has shown us like this, Bechias Rav Lubavo several times in Shas, but Gavi different in Yanim. So here it's Gavi Gittin, and other places, other in Yanim, in Arvin, Ubesof Meruba, that has to do with another Inyan of Megadlin Behem Adaka. So therefore, Tosfos says that each time it's not to be understood as Rav created a new status in halacha, but Rav was simply letting us in on what was before. This is how Tosfos is learning. Now, as far as the Gears is concerned, it says, Amar Rav Huna. So some had a Girsa, Amrav Huna, Amarav. But that would be strange, because the language of the member was Michias Rav Lubavo. So it says, Below Goras, Amrav Huna, Amarav, Shirav Atzmaloya Omer, Michias Rav Lubavo. Rav wouldn't say that about himself. Michias Rav, he's speaking of himself. Yesh Befarshim, that it could still be Goras Rav, because Michias Rav doesn't mean Rav himself. Yesh Befarshim, Rav, Lo Rav Mamish, Elkom Rabbanim Bali Torah. From the time that Rabban Bali Torah came to Bavel, meaning again, back from Chorish Bar Maske, from Yechaniah's time, that would be the status. Now, according to Tosus reading of the Gemara, so we understand the Gemara's kasha from the Mishnah, because Lamaisa Rav taught us that this was always the case, and therefore the Zmana Mishnah was also that way. So then the kasha is, how come it says in the Mishnah it's mashma that Bavel would be Adina Sayam? So we have to say about me Bavel. That makes sense. But what about the Itmar Nami? See, what drove Rashi to learn the way he does? Mechias Rav Lubavo means from that time on. Because the Gemara quoted the statement as an Itmar Nami. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Sinu Atzmi. What is the Itmar Nami coming to do? So how did Rashi learn? It's trying to show that it's not based on what? It's not based on Rav's Peshitta, it's not based on Gemiri, but rather based on Shchichi. The time Shem Shchichi Mesiftehu. And so that's the Itmar Nami. According to Tosfos, the Shchichi was always here also. So how do you learn Pshat the Itmar Nami, according to Tosfos? This is what the Masha asks. I think the Ran also asks it on Tosfos. The Masha gives a yeshiva on it. The Masha says that you have to read, Tosfos had a different way of reading the Itmar Nami. You know, according to Tosis, that which Rav was horolano is it got to be everything, right? That there were always gemiri, there was shchichi. That was what Rav taught us. The itmar nami lo koya de samachrei kepirish Rashi. The itmar nami the time of mishum shchichi. According to Rashi, what did Rav do? Rav made a mapecha in terms of what inyan? Terms of shchichi, right? According to Rashi. So the itmar nami is that Mechias Rav Lubavo now became shchichi. That's itmar nami. That the reason, because Gemiri always was, and we know that, and you don't need anyone to tell me that. It always was, and we knew it. We knew that. But shchichi is what changed with Rav coming, and itmar nami, that this is exactly the statement. Mechias Rav Lubavo, that Rav changed the Metzius, he made a shchichi. According to Tosis, what did Rav tell us? That everything. So Rav enlightened us that it was always Gemir, always Shchichi. So what's Itmar Nami? What is it going on? We originally thought Rav Shita is based on Gemiri, and then we said no, Rav is based on Shchichi. But either way, it always was that way. So what's Itmar Nami? Says the Masha, El Agufa de Milsa de Rav, the Kamar, Bavel Erisol Gittin. And that's exactly what we're doing here. And Yechazad knows that is the statement of Rav has corroboration from this Rav Huna. What I don't understand is, if that were Pshat, I don't understand the Machon Masha, then how does it even have a mean of Tosis to work out the Mechias Rav Lubavel to simply support Rav by quoting Rav? I mean, it's another support to Shita's Rav, then you have to quote someone else to say the same thing as Rav, not who quoted Rav, because then all you're doing is repeating yourself. So Tosis only said that you don't, not Goris, because Rav wouldn't say it about himself. Typically, that you wouldn't be able to learn that it's Rav, because all you're doing is Manami is trying to echo the Pesach of Rav. So if you can echo Rav, Pesach, you can echo it by saying, and Rav said it. I mean, unless you're echoing by someone else quoting Rav, it's another corroboration that Rav said it. And according to Mashah, the Tos had to learn it Manami as just simply echoing the Pesach itself. So then of course it could be Goris Rav. I don't know. I don't know. Question in Cheshbon, I don't understand. But it can't be Rashi, right? It can't be Rashi's word in it right now. So we obviously have to be Yashiv Rashi. What is Pshat Rashi? Yeah.
Two things. First of all, doesn't it make also much more sense than Lashon HaGemara when you say Itmar? And you say Itmar Nami. So Itmar Nami goes back in the first Itmar, not on just a random part of the Gemara. Itmar Nami.
I think it goes either way. Itmar Nami, what we just said.
Why would you have other lessons? You have other lessons in the Gemara bringing Rias, so why do you say Itmar Nami?
Because otherwise Itmar would sound like it's another statement. And they're saying Itmar Nami on what we just said. Nami, because
can't say that support the Marsha. Itmar Nami on the sugya going back to the first.
I'm not saying that Marsha's pshat is not plausible, but I don't think it's any more Mashba than Marsha more than Rashi. I think that Rashi's pshat is also a sound reading of the Gemara. If anything, maybe Rashi's mistava because it's going on what we just said, not on something further up of the Yamud.
If it's going on what we just said, why would it just be like,
no,
going to Rashi, not a Lashon of Raya, not a Lashon of Lashon of Raya.
Okay, I hear. It's like now, okay? You're saying just a, I hear your heart. You're saying according to Rashi.
It's also stated. Itmar is a very general statement.
I hear. According to Rashi, it has a little more of a dogish here, it's a support. Itmar Nami, the Tamishim Shchichim Sittah. Yeah. Okay, meanwhile, Rashi is difficult, right? What? How do we push that? We can't leave Shir today. How do we understand the Gemara according to Rashi? Rashi gives a Peshach, Yasser Rabu Bavel, and what? And what we have the Gemara bring a Rai from the Mishnah, asking Kashi from the Mishnah, the Yimis from the Mishnah, the Mishnah before Rav. What's going on? I mean, Stumbi didn't get there yet, but we might as well, right? Tosu Rush, this far you got, right? You did so far? Okay. Tosu Rush and the Ran both give answers, each one a different answer. Let's go one by one. Tosu Rush. Okay, we'll Tosu Rush together. We'll see what he says. Mechi Asa Rabu Bavel. By the way, what we pointed out before, that the Hani Gmiri, and it's not Shech Yazad Kukulo, that Tosu Rush points it out, because it was always Gmiri. That's what we said when we read the Gemara, that was a Tosu Rush. I got it from Tosu Rush. That's the previous piece, the Hani Gmiri. That's not Shech Yazad Kukulo. By the way, I'm just thinking now, Ha'ara, it's not really a Ha'ara, but just to tease you a little bit, right? So Lamaisa, according to Rashi, there was a period of Roshchichi, right? So why not say Derishin Yachzid Dabba Kukulo? What is the gain that Rav made a Shchichi? We said before that by Lacha Shalamdu, it's not going to change because Yachzid Dabba Kukulo. So maybe we should say the same thing by Shchichi. If it was a low Shchichi, and then it became Shchichi, but Yachzid Dabba Kukulo? I'm stunned. We don't find such a notion by Gabi Shchichi. Right? We don't find it. We only find it Gabi Lishma. Apparently, that's what you see. Okay. Mechi Asa Rav Lubavel. Zabda Tosas Arash, Pirish Rashi. The Hebrew Yeshiva. So Kasher Perusho, Dimkin my Parach Halav Masnisim to Akol Tzafah. The Nishnis Kodesh Shabrav Abava. So that's the Kasher Tosar and Rashi. Pish Rabino Tam, Chiyasav Abava. Baho Rashi Mos Yechanya, Yimos Yigo Chevav Masgi Abava. Dinar Yisrael Sel Gidin. That was what he taught us. The Riva Miyashi Pirish Rashi. Listen to this. The Riva has an answer. Shaharei Mishigo Hachorish Vav Masgir. Lo Matzino Shechazru. There were yeshivas back when from Golos Yechaniah. If there were yeshivas, then there was also shchichi. Elamai, there was something that happened before Rav, and Rav brought things back to what was before. The low pasku, the yeshivas didn't end. Ad she'olu Rav Chiya ubanav k'di'isa b'sukkah. In other words, there was an aliyah from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. He's referring to a gemara in Sukkah daf chaf. That talks about. Says here, "Shabitchila k'shenistakcha Torah miYisrael, Ola Ezra mibab liyasta." Ezra came to Babel and brought a ribui Torah in Eretz Yisrael. V'chazra v'nistakcha. After Ezra again, they forgot Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Ola Hillel habavli liyasta. So Hillel came from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. All kinds of interesting gemaras about what happened, how he came to Eretz Yisrael, and again made a revolution in Torah. Chazav and Nishtakcha, again after Hillel, again there was a drop in Torah knowledge in Eretz Yisrael. Alu Rav Chiya Ubanav Yasdua. So Chiya Ubanav, Chiya was actually a relative of Rav, his nephew. But this is after. No, Rav Chia was, he was an uncle of Rav. Sorry, an uncle, not a nephew. Rav was the nephew. We're in Sanhedrin, the beginning. So Rav Chia was before Rav. So what happened was, however many years, I don't know, but Rav Chia Ubanav went to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, and then, of course, Bavel became bereft of Shechiv. According to Tosa Rash, what did Rav accomplish? Rav took the matzav that he found from the time of Chiyu Banav made Aliyah. Bavel now didn't have Mitzvah, didn't have much going on, and Rav created that Mitzvah again. But that Mitzvah existed before, and it only changed Bisman Chiyu Banav. So now the Mishnah was when? Mishnah was right after Chosh Vamazger, before Chiyu Banav left Bavel. So it was in fact. That's the kasha. So if that shvichi is good enough, again, coming to Betsy's question in terms of Mitzvah, obviously we're talking about a certain threshold, and it shows how you define it. Do the Mitzvahs, or did the Mitzvahs create a shvichi, or do we say no? Because Sayyid Tridan, we don't think that they're really going to know chasimos. But Umaysa, whatever was before, it's more or less the same type of situation now after Rav. So what Rav did was he brought things back to what it was before of Chiyu Banav left. So now the Gemara can ask the kasha from the Mishnah. That's the Tosa Rashi's kasha, the Yishuv for Rashi. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if this makes more sense, but can we then handle that maybe Shema Yasser Dov Kukua in regards to Shechiv?
That's what I just asked him a few minutes ago. I teased you with that question. I know. So I don't know. So if I'm tying this, I think you're right. That we don't find it. We only find it by Lishma. I mean, that's true without the Tosa Rashi, that kasha you can ask. I mean, in other words, why is the Rashi going to pshat that before Rav, they didn't, was not shchichi, Rav changed it. So you can say, so what, who cares? Well, Maisa could go back. Those are just adding a new twist. You're saying, how do you understand Rashi from the Gemara? The Gemara asking Rashi from the Mishnah. So he says, no, because the Mishnah was in between the Chorosh Vamazger and Rav Chia leaving. So right now you had Mesiftis. Then Rav Chia left, and then the yeshivas closed down, I guess, whatever, and then it was bad in terms of the traffic. They didn't have yeshivas, and then Rav came and established surah. So the Gemara is asking if Rav is correct and Shmuel is not correct. And we don't say we say that they know chasimos, so how come the Mishnah is telling us that Bavel is considered Medina Sayyam? Because it's further north than Akko. What do you mean? It should be what Rav did was Rav brought things back to what was before Chiyu Banav left. Asking my kash.
I don't know if this is the same idea, but you said we had different focus before about the Ramban by you could change the gezeiros over time. So the fact that Gemara is asking there's different time frames, it's not such a problem. You just said a Rashi would say that the Mishnah, the Mitzvah, or whatever the time frame was in the Mishnah, maybe they weren't.
If they didn't know, then what's the matter? Once you see in the Mishnah that you have to say that the halacha wouldn't change Mechiyas Rabu Bavel, you see the Gemara not that way. Mechiyas Rabu Bavel, then you can't catch without the Mishnah. The point was that because Rav came, that's why that halacha is now. You don't have to see the funny. You know, if you don't accept that premise, then that's the kasha on the premise. All you're doing from the Mishnah is asking kasha, but the kasha from the Mishnah is not a kasha. We know before Rav, they Mashma that you have to ask a kasha from the Mitzvahs in the Mishnah is identical to Rav. So according to Tosis is good. According to Tosis, Rav taught us that it always was that way, so that's the kasha for the Mishnah. According to Rashi, this is what the Tosis wins. We have to go back in time to the Mishnah, and then it's the same as what Rav brought it back to. The Ran has a different answer for Rashi. Chedisha Ran, something very interesting. Chedisha Ran. Again, Mechiyas Rav Bavel, right? Pirush Rashi, Bekava Shem Yeshivos. Hiksha Alav Tobetosos. Imkein, my parich, imas nisin. Shenishne is kodem Shabbat Rav Bavel. Right? This is the same kasha, right? So he has a different answer. It says the Ran, if you have it, you can see with me, with the Dilo kasha. The Shabbat Parach Vachi Kama. The Vadai Rav Meir Rabbanan. It's Machokis by Yaakov. So what is the Machokis exactly by Yaakov? Is it a Machokis whether Akko is Shechichi or Gemiri? The Meir says Akko carries a Gittin. And Tanakama says not. We had a discussion then back on that base, what Akko, talking about Chatzi. Chatzi, this Ran may not stem with the earlier Ran, I'm not sure. The Ran is not talking about, you know, the Ran is talking about the Akko of Chutzgarth, it sounds like, not the Akko of Eretz Yisrael. So what's the Machokis? The Machokis is Shrichi Gemiri. The Vada, that's not the Machokis. Rather, what's the Machokis? Now we saw there was one Tana in the Mishnah that has this Shita of Lo Pruk, Lo Tachon Gidens Hayam. Who is that? Rabbi Lezek, Farud and Lulud. Apparently, that's not, not, never accepts that. That Lo Tachok is Machok. Only Rabbi Lezek said that. Why? Because it's Farudim, it's Mamish, the name Farudim, it's Mamish right there. So Rabbi Lezek stretches Lo Tachok even to that. That is Shon B'machokis. I'm just giving you, I think, filling between the lines in the Ran. Says the Ran, what's the Machokis by Yaakov? Machokis by Yaakov, Rabosai, is whether we say Lo Tachok. It is Shechichi Gemir. But we say Lo Tachok. That's the Machokis by Yaakov. Tamagdash Lo Tachok Nisayim. But Fi Rav Meir Lo Kamer Arba Akko Demikra. But Rav Meir says that Akko is close and it's Shechichi Gemiri, so we won't say Lo Tachok. Here it is so we get it. No, Avobavo de Merachka. Vade Moda, Rav Meir should also agree, the Lomit Fargin and Bey Medina Sayam, we shouldn't separate it and give it its own status because we should say Lo Tachok. In other words, like this, Lo Tachok Medina Sayam is something that everybody can conceive of as a valid Svara. But Farudim Lulud, apparently, we don't go that far with Tachok. It's Mamish holding Ramish Farudim, it's Muvla, as we said, it's Muvla, Smuchas Muvlos. Rav Lezer says even there. But the issue by Yaakov, says the Ran, is an issue of Lo Tachok. And Rav Meir says, because Akko is close by, we won't make a Lo Tachok. We'll give it the din of Eretz Yisrael. If it's Gmiri, Shlichi, we don't say Befanai. But the Rav Chacham say, no, we say Lo Tachok. Says Manu, Bavel should be for sure Lo Tachok. So that's the Kasha of the Gemara. So what's the Teretz of the Gemara? New Bart, I have to read these words with a new nigger. Bar mi Bavel! Meaning, Lefisha Shma Aleha! Bavel is its own name! Bavel! Ushma Levachim, Bekur Bekian Velasi Umiti. No one's going to make a mistake. What's Lo Tachok? You might make a mistake, and if you're going to say over here that you don't have the fun night, then you're going to say the same lesson. No, Bavel knows! Bavel! That's different. No one's going to make a mistake between Bavel and Akko, maybe, it could be, we say Lo Tachok, or maybe we don't say Lo Tachok, it's close, and the others say, no, we have to say from Akko, you just says me Akko, we do have to say, because if you're going to make an exception for Akko, then you're going to start saying, then from everywhere you don't have to say, but Bavel, no one's going to make a mistake, Barmi Bavel, Bavel Shmoleh, so it's a different reading of the Gemara. The Kasha was Mitzad Lo Tachok, and the answer is Barmi Bavel Shmoleh, this is the Ran's Mahalach within Rashi. Then he brings Tosas Pshat, the Tosas Pirshu, Mechias Rabba, Hora Kach, the Kivin the Ika Yeshiva, Zdina Keret Yisrael. And you know what the Ran asked on Tosas? Velo Yadati, Fi Perushim, Hai Itmar Nami, Ahechakai. He asked Mashos Kasha, that what's the Itmar Nami going on? The Bishlam Alarashi, my Sinalo, we bring it, Loma the Mishim, the Mishra Shchichi, Velo Mishim Dimiri. Like Rashi explains, Fi Tosas, Hai Itmar Nami, Lo Asir Shapir. So that's what the Mashiach answers. It Manami is just simply going back on the halacha itself. So we have two mahalchim with Fi Rashi to answer pshat, to learn pshat in the Gemara's kasha from the Mishnah. According to Tosa Rosh, the kasha would be that even though Rav changed the Metzias from what was before him, but that was only a problem before Rav from Avchiyo Banav's going to Eretz Yisrael, it says Sukkadav Kachav. But before that, things were also good. And therefore, if you consider Rav's Metzias to be enough of Shechichi and not Begirsai Tridan, then it should be the same thing as Mana Mishnah. And yet Mishnah's Mashma and the Bavel is going to have to say Befanai. So now Bar Mibavel is simply saying, no, Bar Mibavel, that's an exception, that's it. But to Rav, it's a different, according to Rav, it's a different Kasha. The Kasha should be that here, there's a for sure should say Lo Tachok, it's further than Akko. And the answer is, no, but it's not going to have the potential for mistaking it with rest in the Islam because Bavel has its own name. It's just interesting, this Inyan Mechiyas of Abba Bavel and Rav's impact. So you have a number of Gemaras that Tosis alluded to where the Gemara mentions Mechiyas of Abba Bavel, but there's a very famous sefer, you may have heard of it, Igeres of Shvira Goyin. Shvira Gaon, one of the Gaonim, was asked a number of questions, and he wrote a response. So the whole essay, which is its own sefer, has to do with the seder of the Mishnayis and the Gemaras and how things evolved in terms of individuals and their impact and years. So it's a very very classic work. There was a letter that was asked, six questions were asked of him. They tell you in Hagdama. Ketzer nechteva ha-Mishnah, Tam Seder ha-Mesechtos, Masa nechteva ha-Tusefta, Ha-Braisos ketzer nechtevu, Ha-Talmud ketzer nechta, Be'inyan Rabbanus v'Raya v'Gaon. Anyone who delves into these inyanim of, you know, the quote-unquote academic angle of the Gemara and how things, you know, so this is a classic sefer, but it's obviously written Rav Shvira Gaon, not a professor. But no, it's okay, but you have to know where to start. So he wrote in Aramaic, and then they have in this particular edition, they have a Hebrew translation. So because in Gaonim's time, they wrote in Aramaic. So he tells you a little bit about Rav's coming to Bavel. And things Gemara from all over. So he says, there was Rav, Ubiyoma de Rav, Ubiyoma show Rabbi Yudan Nasiya, this is a later, not Rabbi Nalkadosh, it's a descendant of him, Nachas Rav Bavel. Rav came down to Bavel. Bishnas Tav Kuf Lamed Shana Lamalchus Yavan Diragil Nebe. That means, you know, again, he's doing his count. And Rav Shila was there at the time. Bahavahacha Rav Shila Reisha Be Rabbanan Basar Rebbe. Bavi Makri Be Sidra Be Bavel Reisha De Rabbanan. He used to call him that. And then he says Bekad Nach Nafshe De Rav Shila. When Rav Shila died, Havi Rav Shmuel Hacha. Rav Shmuel were here. Here meaning because he wrote this in Bavel, the Gaonim. He was writing about his own period in Bavel. The Adbere Rav Lishmo Mikamei, Rav let Shmo go in front of him. The Lo Estabi Rav Lemevi Reishale. Rav did not want to become Rosh Hashiva, U Osfei Shmo Kamei. The Av Shmo Lo Estabi Lemevi Reishale the Rav. No one wanted to be over the other one. So because Rav was older than Shmo, but Shmo was there already. So therefore, what happened? Mishum hachi shavki Rav l'Shmuel. So because of that, Rav left Shmuel in the Hadar. He didn't join Shmuel's yeshiva. Then there would have been a whole question of who should be Mibarosh. So each one had another. No one wanted to be the one that's going to have to be the Rosh and not at the expense of the other one. So therefore, shavki Rav l'Shmuel bin Hadar, duhu duchte, that was Shmuel's place, v'hu makom Torah, and Rav went to a place that had no Torah. And where was that? Vahu Sura. Dehi Masu Machasya. That's also another name for Sura, Masu Machasya. Vahon, Vahavan Yisrael Nefishi Hasan. There were many Jews there. Vahafilu Yisra Behetu Havayadi. They didn't even know basic things. Even if they weren't chulin like this. Omar Rav, Ace of Hacha. Let me settle here. Ke'echa del Havi Torah Bahaiduchta. I can make Torah here in Surah. Kehi Ma'aseh Gemara and Chul and Daf Kuf Yud. Rav Gvika Matza V'Gada Bageda. The Ikri Re Sidra and so on and so on. To go on, it gives you a little bit of the history, and it continues says as follows. Quotes our Gemara. V'Havi Le Rav Shmuel Tzarte Mesifta. Rav Shmuel had two yeshivas. Daminan Ba'amei V'Ged Medinas Hayam. Bavel Rav Amar Harei Keret Yisrael Legitin. V'Shmuel Amar Kechutz La'aretz. U'Pashti. We explain, Kevan de Rav Sava de Iga Mesifta Mishkach Shichi, Ushmo Sava Mesifta Begesai Tridi, Uleprakim means on occasion, Havi Chazu Rav Shmo Hadadi. They would apparently see each other. That's the Gemara based on Gemara and Brachas. And he tells you when Shmo died, and Shmo died first, or no, Beshachiv Rav, sorry, Rav Niftar Mishas Tavkav Nunches, Vinog Shmo Achav, sorry. Shmo was living another 7 years after Rav, and it was one yeshiva, and you can see a lot more interesting things here in the Sefer. Yeah.
Did you just say that when Rav went
to Surah, they knew nothing. They knew this after. You're saying what about the fact? Yes, I get again. You're right. It must be that there were pockets within Bavel that didn't know. I don't know. You know, it was a mice of you. Assuming it was always Gemiri everywhere in Bavel. How could it be that Surah knew nothing? But that's more in Chulin that he quotes that people did not know basic things. Yeah, it's a good question. Maybe just yeah. Sounds like, yeah, that says that they always had. Tosis also says they always had. In terms of, yeah.